Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I pray that you are well and blessed this beautiful morning and that you are in perfect health and spirit. This morning, I am going to be reading from Luke chapter 6. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. And do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Pardon, and you will be pardoned. Luke chapter 6, verses 25 through 37. This morning, I woke up feeling so amazing, so full of joy, so energized, so kind of like just like, ooh, on high, because I got home yesterday, got my son from practice, and I fell asleep around 7 o'clock, and I didn't get up till this morning. And that's not normal for me. I normally sleep a little bit later. I go to bed a little bit later, but today I was blessed with extra rest, and it felt amazing. And it made me think about the many people who don't get rest because of unforgiveness, who don't get rest because they are holding a grudge from someone, because they are going through something and they're just not able to rest because their mind is not at rest. Their mind is not at peace. And it just made me think about forgiveness, grace, mercy, all of that, because it's forgiveness, grace, and mercy that truly helps us to live. It's the peace that comes upon us from being able to just forgiveness, walk in peace. It's because of us being able to allow ourselves to be free from the turmoil and the injustice from other people that we can truly, truly, truly walk and have a beautiful life. So this morning, I just wanted to encourage someone who is holding on to something to let it go, to walk in forgiveness, to be free, because it is freedom. Forgiveness is freedom. Offering mercy to someone who doesn't deserve it is not for them. It's for you. It allows you to walk it through who you are and your forgiveness. So this morning, that is my prayer for you today, that you would be able to let it go, release it, so that you can get rest and feel this joy and feel what is truly attainable for each and every last one of us. And the crazy thing I'm going to just share with you, because I was sleeping so good, I didn't hear the alarm, but I heard my phone ringing at 5:40 this morning, and it's my ex-husband calling because he was just thinking about me that early in the morning, couldn't sleep. And it's like, wow, the biggest person I had to forgive, here I can wake up and my day is still going amazing. And there are people who I've seen who come out of relationships still bitter, still hurt, and it hurts my heart for them that they can't walk in this joy. And it's just a beautiful thing. And again, it's my prayer that every person walking on this earth experiences it. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for your love, your grace, your mercy, for waking us up this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for this new day, Lord God, that we can be all that you called us to be, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of peace, the spirit of forgiveness and mercy, Lord God, your grace, Lord God, that we can just give it and offer it to others, Lord God. Even if we don't want to, Lord God, give us the strength to do that, Lord God, so that we may walk into the fullness of joy that you have for us, where we can walk into the fullness of grace and mercy and peace and favor, Lord God, that you truly have for us, Lord God. This life, Lord God, is a beautiful life, and I pray that courage and the strength to walk into who you're calling us to walk into, to have the courage and strength to forgive those who have hurt them, Lord God, the courage and the strength to forgive themselves from doing things, Lord God, that the enemies continue to remind them about, continually telling them about, Lord God. Give them, Lord God, the heart of you, Lord God, so they can walk, Lord God, and just experience and enjoy this beautiful life that you have for us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for this peace, this joy that you've given me. I thank you for every turmoil
every situation, every circumstance that I have been through, Lord God, I thank you, because it had not been for that those experiences, not just that, Lord God, because it's been a many, for those experiences, I wouldn't truly understand the feeling that you get from true forgiveness, Lord God. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for that. Use me as a testimony, Lord God, to share your grace, to share your mercy, to share your forgiveness, to share your love with others, Lord God. Use me like never before. It is in Jesus' name that we come to you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Amen, amen, amen. Love, have a beautiful day. God bless you. Be loved. Be great. Boy, be loved. Call them up right now. Say, you know what? You're forgiven. If you see them, don't roll your eyes at them. Just know in your heart that you're forgiving them. And you can tell them, or you don't have to tell them. But today, let it go. Let it go so you can live. Living is a beautiful thing. I promise you. Let it go. Live. Be great. I love you so much. Have a good day.